Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1.
Hi, it's Maria. Got your message. Yeah, I'd like to go to the movies. There's a film called Light World 2, or a comedy, don't mind which. Shall we meet outside the cinema?
Or, I know, at the coffee bar on the corner. We could have a snack before we go in. We could meet at the bus stop.
Mum's driving me into town this afternoon to buy some trainers, so I won't have to get the bus. But something to eat first is a good idea. Shall we say 6 o'clock?
OK.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Maria. Got your message. Yeah, I'd like to go to the movies. There's a film called Light World 2, or a comedy, don't mind which. Shall we meet outside the cinema?
Or, I know, at the coffee bar on the corner. We could have a snack before we go in. We could meet at the bus stop.
Mum's driving me into town this afternoon to buy some trainers, so I won't have to get the bus. But something to eat first is a good idea. Shall we say 6 o'clock?
OK.
2.
It's incredible how he makes the whole scene come to life. I think this is a perfect example of Impressionism at its best. The colours are so lively, so exciting, and you really have the sense that you know how he felt when he painted it. This is one of his later works, right at the end of the real Impressionists. In fact, art historians generally say the end of the Impressionist movement was 1886, and this was actually painted 2 years later. But it clearly belongs with the Impressionists.
Now listen again.
It's incredible how he makes the whole scene come to life. I think this is a perfect example of Impressionism at its best. The colours are so lively, so exciting, and you really have the sense that you know how he felt when he painted it. This is one of his later works, right at the end of the real Impressionists. In fact, art historians generally say the end of the Impressionist movement was 1886, and this was actually painted 2 years later. But it clearly belongs with the Impressionists.
3.
Because of the ski jumping finals, we're late finishing, so there are some changes to this evening's programmes. We won't now show the nature programme about the dolphins found near the Florida coast at 9 o'clock. Instead, Tim Wong's Chinese Kitchen will be at this time, an hour later than advertised. You can see the nature programme at its usual time next week.
Now listen again.
Because of the ski jumping finals, we're late finishing, so there are some changes to this evening's programmes. We won't now show the nature programme about the dolphins found near the Florida coast at 9 o'clock. Instead, Tim Wong's Chinese Kitchen will be at this time, an hour later than advertised. You can see the nature programme at its usual time next week.
4.
Shall we go to the boat show? It's on for 3 weeks, but you need to book if you want to go on the first night because there's a party.
Really? Let's go. How do you book?
On the internet or by phone. Or there's a form to fill in this week's TV magazine with a discount on each ticket.
I like saving money, but the post's always so slow. I prefer to talk to someone when I'm making a booking. Just leave it to me.
Now listen again.
Shall we go to the boat show? It's on for 3 weeks, but you need to book if you want to go on the first night because there's a party.
Really? Let's go. How do you book?
On the internet or by phone. Or there's a form to fill in this week's TV magazine with a discount on each ticket.
I like saving money, but the post's always so slow. I prefer to talk to someone when I'm making a booking. Just leave it to me.
5.
Will you go on working as a gardener when winter comes, Jim? You'll get very cold and wet working outside.
Well, last winter I took a job in a supermarket. They're advertising for staff again at the moment, but I prefer being in the fresh air, even when the weather's bad. I'd really like to get a job abroad, in the sun, but all the ones I've seen need building skills, which I haven't got. So I'll just stay in my present job for the time being.
Now listen again.
Will you go on working as a gardener when winter comes, Jim? You'll get very cold and wet working outside.
Well, last winter I took a job in a supermarket. They're advertising for staff again at the moment, but I prefer being in the fresh air, even when the weather's bad. I'd really like to get a job abroad, in the sun, but all the ones I've seen need building skills, which I haven't got. So I'll just stay in my present job for the time being.
6.
Sarah, could you do something for me?
Well, it depends what it is.
I want to clean the bedroom window this afternoon, but I lent the ladder to John. Could you give me a lift to his house and then bring me back with the ladder?
Of course, no problem.
Now listen again.
Sarah, could you do something for me?
Well, it depends what it is.
I want to clean the bedroom window this afternoon, but I lent the ladder to John. Could you give me a lift to his house and then bring me back with the ladder?
Of course, no problem.
7.
The football ground. Well, you go along this road until you come to a big supermarket on the left, and you turn right just opposite it. That brings you into Oldham Street, and you go straight on. You come to some traffic lights just after a park on the right. You keep on going, and then you take the third turning on your left at a cinema called the Majestic. You can't miss it. And the football ground's on the right.
Now listen again.
The football ground. Well, you go along this road until you come to a big supermarket on the left, and you turn right just opposite it. That brings you into Oldham Street, and you go straight on. You come to some traffic lights just after a park on the right. You keep on going, and then you take the third turning on your left at a cinema called the Majestic. You can't miss it. And the football ground's on the right.
8.
Well, I bought this player a few months ago, and it seems to have developed a fault. When I'm playing a CD, suddenly, for no reason, it just stops. And before I can do anything about it, it goes on to the next track. I've tried pressing the eject button, but that doesn't seem to help. When I start it up again, it goes back to the first track it was playing. I find it very frustrating.
Now listen again.
Well, I bought this player a few months ago, and it seems to have developed a fault. When I'm playing a CD, suddenly, for no reason, it just stops. And before I can do anything about it, it goes on to the next track. I've tried pressing the eject button, but that doesn't seem to help. When I start it up again, it goes back to the first track it was playing. I find it very frustrating.
9. Do you fancy chicken for dinner tonight?
Okay, but not with chips because I'm on a diet.
Well, how about we have a salad instead of chicken?
I'm not in the mood for salad. It's too cold today. There are some sausages in the fridge.
They aren't good for your diet.
We'd better stick to your first suggestion then.
Now listen again.
Do you fancy chicken for dinner tonight?
Okay, but not with chips because I'm on a diet.
Well, how about we have a salad instead of chicken?
I'm not in the mood for salad. It's too cold today. There are some sausages in the fridge.
They aren't good for your diet.
We'd better stick to your first suggestion then.
10.
Oh, it was awful. First of all, there was some delay on the line from London, so we were late starting, and I was afraid I wouldn't get to Leeds in time. Well, I did miss the connection, but luckily there was a train to Manchester, so I took that. And then there was a bus for the last part of the journey. I was really exhausted when I finally got there.
Now listen again.
Oh, it was awful. First of all, there was some delay on the line from London, so we were late starting, and I was afraid I wouldn't get to Leeds in time. Well, I did miss the connection, but luckily there was a train to Manchester, so I took that. And then there was a bus for the last part of the journey. I was really exhausted when I finally got there.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two. You will hear a news reporter called Angela Bond talking on the radio about her job. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying, never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
It sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock. But that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling. But I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat, and when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.
Now listen again.
And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying, never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
It sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock. But that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling. But I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat, and when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.
That is the end of part two.
Part three.
Mum, I'm going out tonight and wondered if I could borrow your jacket.
Okay.
Thanks. I've got it. It looks great with this skirt.
But that's my new jacket. I thought you meant my black one.
Oh, please. I love this pink one. I'll look after it if you lend it to me. I promise.
I haven't worn it yet, so take it off, please. You can borrow it when I've worn it a few times.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where did you get that blue skirt?
But you never wear it, Mum.
It's my best one, so I only wear it when I go somewhere very special.
But I've got nothing to wear. I haven't had any new clothes for ages. Will you come shopping with me?
If you put your own clothes on instead of mine, I'll come shopping with you. Will you do that?
Okay.
But I need to send some emails first.
Don't be too long.
Have you got any money to buy clothes with?
I've got a bit, but probably not enough. Can you lend me some?
What happens to the money you earn?
I had to buy some birthday presents.
That's true.
I'm thinking of giving up that job anyway. I want one with longer hours.
That's not a good idea. You need time to do your schoolwork. If you work hard, you'll get a place at university. The job you've got is fine, as it's only 5 hours a week, and the pay isn't bad. Enough for you to buy CDs and a few clothes.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, can we go? We'll be too late unless we leave now. The shop's shut at 6 today.
But I haven't written my emails yet.
Can't you do them when we get back?
I suppose so. We won't be too long, I hope.